Paper 4. Speaking. Part A. Group Discussion.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let's talk about what to include in the Bruce Lee Festival. As a big fan of martial arts and Bruce Lee, I understand that his followers are mostly keen on knowing more about his childhood and youth. What I mean is, we should let our fellow schoolmates know how a genius like Bruce Lee grew up. By showing them pictures from his childhood, or hearing what Bruce's family, his old schoolmates, teachers or co-workers said about him, we can get a full picture of this film hero. Do you think this would be appealing to our schoolmates?
Yeah, that idea sounds wonderful. Being an American-born Chinese, holding a degree in philosophy, Bruce had a very unique background as an actor. So I share your view that people are mostly interested in how he gradually became a film star. I'd like to add one more thing that's worth presenting. I think we can draw a timeline of the important moments in Bruce Lee's life, such as his early life with the Wing Chun master Yip Man, his debut film, and his glorious days when he achieved awards in the film industry, and so on. This way, the festival will be both informative and entertaining.
That's a great idea. I think many people would love to know the milestones of his career and how well received his films are in the overseas market. He's the pride of China and the master of Chinese Kung Fu.
Indeed he is. Just one more point to add. Talking about the entertainment element, shall we also include the gossip on Bruce's personal life? It may sound like non-serious news, but don't you think it will be more amusing to our visitors? We don't always have to take a serious approach, do we?
Well, I'm rather hesitant to cover that. Honestly speaking, I find gossip so superficial and trivial. Plus, it's difficult to prove whether this kind of news is real or just rumours. Thus, it may not be appropriate for us to talk about that in the festival. However, we may consider referring students to our club's website, which has links to the gossip surrounding Bruce Lee.
All right, in that case, I think we had better skip that part and stick to more factual reporting on Bruce Lee's life.
Okay, we've already come up with some ideas for the first part. Let's now move on to talk about how to search for information related to this film star. I think searching through the internet is definitely the most speedy way to find all his basic information. Plenty of information is available in the Bruce Lee official website and his fan club website, isn't it? I couldn't agree with you more. We can spend a day or two on it to gather his background information first. However, I believe we need to visit the library if we are to look for news clippings about him or other interviews that he has done with magazine reporters, both locally and internationally. We must take it seriously when trying to create his timeline so as to present the most accurate data to our schoolmates.
That's a brilliant idea. Have you guys heard of a place called the Hong Kong Film Archive? This museum-like utility not only stores the database of all Hong Kong films, but also clearly presents the history of film industry development. As Bruce Lee is the jewel of the Hong Kong film industry, we must be able to find a lot of good information about him there. It's located in Sai Wan Ho and can be accessed by MTR. Why don't we go there and have a look?
That's terrific. I've also heard of this place before. We should give it a try, and we may have some surprising findings by going through the exhibits there. Talking about exhibition, I noticed that the Bruce Lee Fan Club has previously held an exhibition on their idol. Maybe we can take the initiative to approach their committee members to see whether we could interview them and borrow some exhibits from them. I'm sure they're far more familiar with Bruce than the four of us here. Also, they can give us some advice on how to improve our festival.
Fantastic! It seems that our discussion today has been pretty smooth. Having figured out how to obtain the information, I think it's time for us to go on to discuss more solid ideas now. Let's think about what kind of activities we should include in the festival. In my opinion, we should make it like a fun day with game booths and exhibition boards displayed in the school hall. Candidate D, you seem to have something on your mind. What do you think about this activity? A fun day would be good. Students like games and prizes. We should also make the games like competitions and give out prizes to the winners.
Sorry to interrupt, but the way I see it, this festival should be more informative than entertaining. If students are attracted to the game booths, I'm afraid that they may not bother to walk around and explore the exhibits. Moreover, we don't have the budget to get enough prizes for them, so I suggest that we set up a mini cinema to play films of Bruce Lee instead, and divide the school hall into different sections to display the exhibits of the star. Candidate C, don't you think both ideas can coexist? Setting up game booths and holding an exhibition? It's true that our event should be informative, but we can still offer our schoolmates infotainment, which means the content is entertaining yet educational. I think we need to think of ways to attract visitors. Games and prizes are definitely the most effective way to achieve it. However, we may design the games differently, including running a quiz show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, to test students' knowledge of Bruce Lee.
I take your point. If we present the information in a traditional way, the only outcome will be low participation rate. Therefore, we have to be innovative and imagine ourselves in our schoolmates' shoes. Also, Candidate C, I quite like your idea of playing Bruce Lee's films in an audiovisual section. Nevertheless, we should be careful that we inform the students about the time that each film will be played in advance. Maybe we could post the schedule of playtime in the corridor. We could also invite teachers in charge of the film club to do a sharing session after each film is played. That would make the whole event more fruitful. Don't you agree with me? All right, let's go for both ideas then. I believe the event will be a fruitful one, catering for the needs of different students. So, shall we set the time for our next meeting so that we can make sure everything is in progress?
Sure. Shall we meet next Monday? Meanwhile, we can tell our teacher advisor on what we have just discussed and see if he has any feedback.
Great.
Let's meet next week.
Fine. I believe that's it for today. Thank you.